I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Did you know there's a so-called world war in Africa right now? 6 million people have died from 2 decades of fighting in eastern DR Congo. It's a complicated conflict related to ethnic representation and political tension. In the heart of the region, there's also a people group that's never had scripture in their Tembo language. But John Hampshire with Wycliffe Bible Translators says they've been working with locals to change that despite the risk. In October, Wycliffe finally dedicated the Tembo New Testament.
They set up a whole system of distribution, which basically involved pastors and other church leaders taking boxes of books of the New Testament to as many villages as they possibly could.
There are 60 to 70 languages in eastern Congo waiting for scripture translations. Please pray for God's word to spread in the hearts of this broken land. And pray for Christians in India. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says religious persecution has been on the rise.
We continue to hear stories of Christians being arrested, Christians being pressured and persecuted. In June, there was an arrest of 16 Christians in a state called Jharkhand. The radical Hindus within the village became angry that Christians were there, were talking to people about Christ. The villagers held them initially, and then the police came in and arrested 16 of them. This is not uncommon. This is something we're seeing more and more of.
Nettleton says the pressure is coming from the ideology that everyone in India should be Hindu. People sharing the gospel make that ideology impossible. While persecution of Christians is growing, so are the ways to serve the church in India. Encourage believers through Voice of the Martyrs USA. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries offers the free resource 33 Affirmations. Start your journey at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.